You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Power with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord God Almighty. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to this midweek praise unto the Lord God Almighty. Welcome to this hour of power where God is the power. He is the great I am. He is creator. Hallelujah. And we worship you, God. I am Mika, and you are blessed. Amen. And let's commence in praise. Ain't no need to waste any time, Lord. Here we are to reverence you, Lord. Here we are to exalt you, Lord. Here we are to serve you, Lord. Here we are to bless your name, O Lord. Here we are to submit to you, O Lord. Here we are to surrender to you, O Lord. Here we are, O God, to present ourselves unto you a living sacrifice, O God, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service this day. It's a reasonable service for us to worship you. It's a reasonable service for us to give you praise. It's a reasonable service for us to barak you. Barak. It's B-A-R-A-K. That is another Hebrew word for praise. It means to kneel or bow down. It denotes blessing God, showing deep humble reverence. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. Yes. So here we are to, we are at the throne of grace. We are at his throne in the spirit realm. We are at his throne. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 4 that we are to come boldly to the throne of grace. Amen. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help them in the time of need. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm in a time of need. And my faith is believing that God is in our time of need, that God is providing, hallelujah. In our time of need, God is supplying, hallelujah. In our time of need, hallelujah, God, by a strong wind, is moving on our behalf. Oh, this is my faith today. Will you join me in this faith place today? That Yerebo, as we are mindful and consumed with offering God a barak praise, showing him a deep and a humble reverence, as we are mindful and consumed in that place, that God is supplying our every need. Oh, yes, God is providing. Oh, yes, he is Jehovah Jireh. And my faith says, does your faith say? Our faith says that God is providing. My faith today says that God, as we are praising you, hallelujah, that you are making a way out of no way. Oh Lord, today you are Kayerabosso. You know where we are, and you know how to bless us. And you, there is no limit in how you can get the blessing to us, oh God. And so, Lord Jesus, we praise you. Yes, God. There's no constraints that the blessings of the Lord have to operate within when it's been being released from the Lord. The earth is yours in the fullness thereof. Lord God, we praise you today. We praise you. What a barak praise. We kneel. We kneel our hearts. Some of us may be in a position physically right now where we cannot physically kneel, but we kneel our hearts. We bow down in our minds, Lord God, and we bless you. The Bible says in Proverbs that the fear of the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. In Job 28:28, it says, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. The fear of the Lord, that is the beginning of wisdom. Oh, Jesus, let us have a reverence for you. Give us a fear, a healthy, an abundant, a rich, an increased, fear for you, reverence for you, awe for you, oh God. That's what the fear is a healthy reverence, a healthy reverence. Let you be, let the fear of the Lord be that which leads us, guides us, influence us. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And so, Father God, we just stand and we release a Barak praise unto you, oh God. Yes, God, we humble ourselves. We get humble. Yes, God, we humble ourselves. Yes, God, we humble ourselves. We come before you in a low posture, meek. How about this? And lowly of heart. Yes, God, we come before you, exalting you. Lord God, deal with any pride that is operating in us. Deal with the pride that's operating in our hearts. Deal with the pride that's operating in our thoughts as we barak you, oh God. We have to humble. We have to get become. We have to come into humility in order to give God a barak prayer. Praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord God, deal with. Show us how this pride is manifesting itself in our life. Show us how this pride is manifesting itself in thoughts. The Bible says that pride cometh before the fall. Yes, I'm not trying to fall, Lord God. So let the pride fall. The only falling that I'm doing is at your feet. Hallelujah, Rebasaya, Taya. Thank you, oh God. The only falling that we're doing, the destruction is at that place, is in the neighborhood of pride. Oh, this is not. I am not being destroyed by pride. May pride be destroyed in our life. Show us what pride is looking like. Pride can look like in the form of unforgiveness. Oh, I'm not. Oh, yeah. Show us how pride is showing up. I'm too prideful to apologize. Oh, show us how pride is showing up. And I hear the Holy Spirit just even speak to us a thing that sometimes it could be that we are in a very, like, in a very a position where we shouldn't be the ones apologizing, but even then God will say, let an apology arise out of your heart. Let an apology rise up out of your mouth, because he knows the root of a thing. And he knows the crack of a thing where the enemy is just looking for a crack to come in. Lord God, we thank you. Hallelujah. As we release a barak unto you. Oh, yes, God. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. Show us how to step even more into humility, oh God, into meekness, oh God, into having low of heart, oh God, being lowly of heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, God, we praise you. This is wisdom. This is understanding. The Bible says the principal thing, wisdom is the principal thing. Proverbs 4:7. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. We're getting understanding right now as we praise the Lord. We're getting understanding. Understanding comes from the mouth of God. Oh Lord, we thank you that we are, as we are seeking ye in this day, even by way of our praise, that we are finding you. Yes, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that we are, the Bible says in Isaiah 55, that seek the Lord, seek me while he may be found. Lord, we seeking you. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all the things. We're seeking you. All the things will be added unto us. We're seeking you, O God. We're seeking you today for wisdom, O God. We're seeking you today, O God, for understanding. Ha-yarabasa, for you have the understanding that we need, O God. For you, your ways are not like our ways. Neither are your thoughts. Ha-ha-ha. Like our thoughts, oh God. And so we're seeking you for your mind, for your thoughts. We're seeking you in your ways, oh God. Yes, hallelujah. Your word says that your ways are higher than our ways. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and providing seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Hello, he's providing seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So will my word be, which goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me void. It will not return unto God useless. It will not return unto God without result. Oh, God's word is accomplishing that which it set out to accomplish concerning you. God's word is accomplishing that which that which He set it out to accomplish and perform and do in your life pertaining to you. It may not look like it, but it's happening. It may not sound like it, but that's okay. We releasing a barak. We gonna make a sound. We gonna agree and come into a spiritual discernment to hear the sound of the word when our natural ear, amen, is not detecting the sound, not picking up the sound. Lord God, increase our hearing. Like I'm being reminded even of dogs. Dogs, their hearing is keen. It's sharp. It hears before even the human ear it hears. Oh, just because it's not a sound to us doesn't mean that the word is not making a sound, that the word is not speaking on your behalf. Come on, somebody, that the world that the word of God is not speaking to that destiny helper that God has assigned to your life and to your destiny. Doesn't mean that the word is not speaking to your body. Come on. The word, let the word speak. Let the word of healing speak to our body. Let the word of healing speak to our lungs. Let the word of healing speak to our bones, the dry bones. Let the word, let the word speak to our minds. Let the word speak to our heads. Come on. Let the word, just because I'm not, like, you know, in my, where I am spiritually and I'm not discerning and hearing or seeing or smelling, doesn't mean that it's not, that the word is not speaking on my behalf. Come on. The word is alive and active. This tells me that the word is working. We don't see the rain working in the way that it works in the fullness thereof. We don't see the snow, yes, God, working in the way, come on, y'all, that it works in the fullness thereof. And sometimes the rain can be like an inconvenience. The rain can be a thing that we're not even recognizing the blessing of the rain. We're not even recognizing the blessing of the snow because it doesn't look like, amen, come on, somebody, hallelujah, what the word is accomplishing. And there'll be times in our life that the word is accomplishing, but it don't look like it. Ew, Jesus. Yeah, there will be times in our life, times. Countless times that the word is performing and it don't look like it. It will be times that the word is being productive and it looks like it's being destructive. Oh, hallelujah. It'll be times that the word of healing, Shayet, feels painful. Oh, there'll be times that the word that produces and that causes to flourish and blossom. It may feel like pruning. Ooh. It may look like a cutting away. Ooh. It may feel like barren. But the word is, oh Jesus. Oh, Jesus, the word. I'm being reminded. Okay, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I gotta calm down. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word. I am right now. Holy Spirit reminds me when Jesus was summoned, he was called concerning his friend. Concerning his friend Lazarus. He was called and told that Lazarus was sick. They sent to Jesus. They sent to the Word. Who is Jesus? In John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Aha, in the beginning, the Word. Yes, Jesus. They sent for the Word. Come on, somebody. They sent and called on the Word. Today, we are calling on heaven for the Word. We are seeking the Word. Amen. And his sister sent unto him saying, Lord, behold, this is John 11. Now I'm in verse 3. Behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. He whom thou lovest is sick. Can we just stop real fast? And I just want to remind you that God lovest you. He loveth you beyond what you can even imagine. He loves you beyond what you've been through. He loves you beyond what it feels like. He loves you immensely. He loves you enough to send his son Jesus for you specifically. Yes. He loves you enough in spite and despite whatever wrongs that we've done. He loves you. He loves you in a way that maybe we didn't even have the experience that love from the people that we would think that we should experience it from. Oh, he loves you beyond that. Oh, Lord, he loves you. He loves you. He loves you. And when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death. What is the word? Okay, listen. Yes, what are we doing? We're praising the Lord, even through the reading and the hearing of his word. Jesus said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. The word was spoken. The word is released. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Oh, he didn't leave immediately. He didn't move out of haste. He moved out of faith. Come on. Oh, Jesus. How about you and I? We're not moving out of haste. We're moving out of faith. Oh, I think that's a word for me. We're not moving out of what it looks like. And then depending on what it looks like and sounds like and feels like and what we like and how far our natural eye can see. And then we start to make moves. No, wisdom. We're waiting for wisdom. No. In all of our getting, we're getting understanding. And so until I have understanding, I'm not moving. And in this place of me waiting for understanding, in this place of us waiting for understanding, we're releasing a barak, praise unto God, a reverence, saying, God, you are, you are, yes, God, you are my shepherd. I wait for you to lead me. Let your word be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto our path, oh God. And so, the word didn't move in haste, because the word is sure to accomplish that which it set out to. And the word knows the thing and what it's going to accomplish in the fullness and in the multidimensionalness of the thing. Yes, I made that word up. The multidimensionalness of the thing. There's layers to this. There's the word is speaking will be prophesying and ministering and saving more than and resurrecting and coming to life eternal, more than just Lazarus. Okay? 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 Listen. So his then after that saith he to his disciple, let us go unto Judea again. So now it's 2 days have 2 days after he received the news. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? So they tried to stone him in that place. We're not moving in fear, we're moving in faith. Oh, Jesus! We're not moving out of emotion, we're moving in faith. Oh, Lord, we're not moving based off of the past. See, there was a past experience that happened in Judea. Oh, my God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Yes, I know the Holy Spirit is here. It's only the Holy Spirit that's given us this insight, wisdom, understanding. Oh, Jesus. Yes, I will endure. Somebody needs to say, I will endure for the glory of God. I will persevere for the glory of God. I will say yes and remain for the glory of God. Oh, when it doesn't make sense, I will rejoice in that place for the glory of God, that he will make sense of what man says does not make sense. Oh, he will. Okay, come on. Ooh, Jesus. Okay, come on. I'm feeling a certain type of way today, y'all. Ooh, I'm feeling full of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. And now, let me just give you a little bit of peekaboo into my life. I'm feeling this, the fullness of the faith, and not because everything is going right to the natural eye. Not because it's lining up in the natural math is mathing, okay? This is because I'm choosing to press into a place of praise, choosing to press past what it feels like, choosing to press past what it sounds like, choosing to press past what the considerations are trying to, the voice of considerations that I'm choosing to ignore, the voice of considering to the left and to the right, choosing to ignore and bring under subjection and silence the voice of any other, every strange voice but my Father in heaven's voice. And if my voice, and if our voice is not aligning with heaven, and if my voice in, okay, how about this one? And my truth, because there's only one truth, is not aligning with heaven, then that means my own voice is now a strange voice. Ooh, that's good. That means that my own truth is now a lie. Jesus! Yes, God. Woo! Jesus. Yes. 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 Rebasa. Thank you, Lord God. Okay. Okay. I just needed to give you a little peeky boop. Okay. A little peeky boop that I'm fully dependent on Jehovah Jireh. Mm-hmm. A little peeky boop that I truly need Jehovah Jireh. So this faith is coming from the depths of depending on him and not me. Come on, somebody. Okay, let's get back in the word. Jesus answered, yes. So the disciples, they were still, although they're with Jesus in the now, their minds were still in the past of what happened, that the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and now you're trying to go back there again? Do you remember what happened? What are we remembering on? What are we remembering on? What are we rehearsing? Let us not be like Lot's wife and become a pillar of salt to the past, stuck in the past, unable to move forward because of the past. Oh, because of what happened. And then the fear that came up off of what happened. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Deliver us, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We tear down that fear. Oh, Jesus. We tear down that regret. Oh, Jesus,
We tear down that guilt. Oh, we render it null and void. No longer do you have a voice that is freely operating in our life. Oh, tear down that past. Woo, Jesus. We're not operating by the past. We're operating by faith. Now, faith. Now, faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We're looking forward. We're looking forward. And denying in those places, taking up our cross, yep, taking up the cross of the past, that the past is no longer nailing me down and having me bound. Oh, Jesus. But I'm free, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, Barak, praise, there is liberty. Hallelujah. He inhabits the praises of his people. Come on, somebody. Are there not 12? Okay, Jesus answered. We thank you, Jesus, for how you're answering us. I thank you. Like, come on. Our faith says you are answering us. Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. Oh, yes. Let the light in us, the light of you, Lord, increase. Let the light of God be our guide. For you are the light. We need your light. Let your light penetrate our minds. Let your light penetrate, bust through, disrupt, disturb, destroy darkness. Hallelujah. The power of darkness is now rendered null and void in our life. Let the light of God arise. Let the light of God arise in the name of Jesus. Verse 11, these things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus. Let's pay attention to how God is speaking. This is Jesus. This is Jesus speaking like that waited 2 days. My ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Our friend, he calls you friend. Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. How about Jesus spake of his death? But they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest and sleep. This is the disciples walking with Jesus. They've been walking with him for a minute and still in the conversation place. It takes Jesus to give them understanding. It takes Jesus to give them, to enlighten them. Oh, Lord, enlighten the eyes of our understanding that we may know the hope of your calling. So how much more us that need to wait in a place and let God bring the understanding, wait in a place and let God sift through the emotions and deal with the chaff of the emotions and the chaff of the thoughts and the chaff of the understanding. And bring us into alignment. Amen. Hallelujah. Someone. Jesus. Then said his disciples, Lord, okay, if he sleep, he shall do well. Okay, so verse 14. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. Okay, now he has to get on their level and speak in a way. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. So the ways that God takes us, the way that he's taking you is, one is like for that deep intimacy relationship with him. It's for us to get to know him even more intimately. It's for us to believe and learn and learn a place of trusting and walking by faith that we need and that we didn't have before. Amen. Let us be a people that as we keep seeking him, I start to become more comfortable in his way. Let us be a people that as I keep seeking him, I'm not wrestling with him as much as I used to. I'm just going. We going with the flow of heaven. Mm-hmm. Trusting you in this process. Yeah. And that's something that happens as we keep pressing in with him. Keep choosing to go deeper. Keep choosing to seek him more. That's the principal thing. That's the priority thing. Seeking him more. Above all else, seeking him more. When it doesn't make sense, seeking him more. When we don't feel like it, I'm going to say it, seeking him more. When it feel like I've been seeking you and nothing, I'm not seeing the fruit. As a matter of fact, it's getting more barren, more things being cut off, more things being pruned. I'm in the right position, seeking him more. If we turn a couple of chapters from here and we see Jesus talking about how God is the vine dresser, the true vine. In John chapter 15, we see this is the process of bearing fruit. Much fruit. We want the fruit without the pruning. We want the fruit without the cutting away. Jesus. Something special, supernatural about your name, Jesus. Ooh! okay, let's get back into it. Verse 16 then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. Okay, this is Thomas. Everybody be trying to give Thomas a time because he said he wanted to see. He wanted to see the nail scarred, the piercings of the sacrifice. But look at Thomas and say, let us go. Where all the other disciples are like, hold on, Jesus, hold on. You know what you about to do? Verse 17, how much time I got? Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Okay, so now we're at a place of impossible. Now even the Jews say, if there was a miracle that was going to happen, it's going to happen within that 3 day. Amen. Now we're in a place of with God, all things are possible. Even they recognize that, okay, there could be a miracle here, but there's a time in which that miracle is. God is the miracle. Jesus is the resurrection. His time, his kairos. His kairos arrived. Come on, kairos. The sudden overtaking of the divine, heaven penetrating earth and saying, now. Verse 18, now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, I love this, because all the Jews that came to comfort, they Martha, and then we're going to see Mary, they up and left. The people, only Jesus. Jesus is my comfort. Jesus is our comforter in the gravest of places, of feelings, of places, in dealing with things and people and places and places and things and people. Jesus, I ask that you will comfort, Lord. God knows how to comfort. He knows how to give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. Yes, God. And so even in the feelings of the thing, that still feeling the thing, remaining, being still like Mary. Mary was still in the house, being still, trusting and knowing. The stillness is a faith of God. I trust that you are going to comfort me and give me a peace in this place. In a way that I'll be able to glorify and testify of the miracle of you being comforter, the wonder of you being comforter. So, Lord, I thank you even right now. Let's just stop. I thank you right now for just comforting. Comforting your children, comforting your sons, your daughters, comforting, oh God, those who are us that you call friend. I thank you for comforting us in a way supernaturally, comforting in that dark place, comforting in that lonely place, comforting in that hurting place, comforting, oh God, in that depressed place, comforting in that sorrow place, comforting in that grieving place, comforting, oh God, in that hopeless place. Yes, God, comfort. We ask for your peace. I pray that your shalom will overtake, in the mighty name of Jesus, everyone under the sound of my voice. Let shalom arise. And the enemy of shalom be scattered. Ah! In the name of Jesus. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Verse 22, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Come on. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said, come on, clarity and clarifying, Jesus. Clarify our faith, Lord. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she arose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then, we're going to read all of this. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down and at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Mm-hmm. Jesus wept. Mm-hmm. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the grave. It was a cave and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Listen, there's an instruction to faith. There's an instruction in faith. There's an instruction, and that instruction does not, I'll say most of the time, majority of the time, okay, it's a faith instruction, so it's not going to make sense to us. And we're going to find ourselves like Martha saying, well, God, I only have this. Okay, I'm talking to me. I only have this much in my bank account. Well, God, I don't know where it's going. How is that going to happen? Yeah, all of those things. Well, let's see. Did they follow the instruction? Let's see what happens when you follow the instruction. I'm going to let the word speak for itself. Let's see what happens when you follow the instruction of faith. Come on, somebody. Verse 40. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone. Oh, okay. Amen. Follow the instruction. Obey. Obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience. We see by obedience, we see God's miracle signs and wonders. We experience the resurrection by obedience. Not by our own understanding. That's why Proverbs 3:5, lean not, trust God with all thy heart and lean not on thy own understanding. We not by our understanding going to see God's miracle signs and wonders. We going to see it by faith. How? By faith. How? By faith. How? By faith. Okay. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Ooh, Jesus hears us in this place. Yes, he does. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus has spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth. What? Mm-hmm. And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Oh, there was another faith instruction. And they did. And they saw, and it was. And not only that, but the Jews that witnessed the resurrection and would lay eyes on Lazarus came into the kingdom of God, believing on Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So not only was Lazarus resurrected, but so were those who were blind to Jesus. So were those who were dead to Jesus, walking but didn't recognize Jesus as the Son of God, as the Messiah. So we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your miracles, your signs, and your wonders. We thank you that nothing is too hard for you. We thank you that with you, all things are possible. We thank you that you are moving on our behalf, that you are answering our prayers. We thank you that you hear, oh God. We thank you, oh God, Rabasaya, that as we release a sound, hallelujah, from earth to heaven, that heaven is releasing a sound on the earth, and we are experiencing heaven on earth. We thank you, oh God, even for our open heaven where you are pouring out more than we have room enough to receive. We thank you, oh God, for the supply. We thank you for reconciliation. We thank you for softening hearts. We thank you that the lost is found. We thank you for healing even in the grave places, the terminal places, the impossible places. You are healer. You are Jehovah Rapha. And so, God, I believe. Hallelujah. And God, help us with our unbelief. Oh Lord God, we thank you that you are a redeemer of time, restorer of time. Oh God, we thank you right now for supplying the financial needs, the physical needs, the mental needs, the healing needs, the psychological needs, the professional needs, occupational needs, every need pertaining to us. God, we thank you that you are supplying. And we bless your name. And we thank you for the opportunity of this, that of intimacy and coming into a deep. We thank you this invitation. This hour of power is truly you inviting us into a place of matrimony with you, into a place of intimacy, holiness, and us remembering who you are and what you are able to do, creator of heaven and earth. And so, God, we thank you for this time with you, and we bless your name, and we praise you. And although we're leaving this hour of power, we're not leaving from praising you. We're not leaving from your presence. We're not leaving from unceasing prayer. We're not leaving from our word. We're not leaving from the place of hearing, for faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So I'll see you tomorrow, hallelujah, Monday through Friday. This hour of power, we are pressing in. We are his sheep, and he is our shepherd. Amen. God bless you. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. With God, all things are possible. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you. Lift his countenance toward you and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Vishmerecha. Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka. Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you. And remember, with God, all things are possible. And that's why we praise. Hallelujah. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Power with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.